This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yikes. All right. Real quick, because I know it's been football and football and more football. Just one comment. And I want to know if I am a cold-hearted bastard. But Jeremy Otto's update. The 11-year-old who drew the one-of-one Paul Skeens debut card, it had a piece of his jersey in it, and the Pirates want the card. And they made an offer that if you are some Pirates sycophant, maybe you would entertain. The kid is in the California area. But I said it right off the top. I go, I appreciate what the team is offering, but none of this has money tied to it. First of all, who the hell wants to watch Pittsburgh Pirates for 30 years? I don't want to watch them for 30 minutes. But second of all, it's what Jeremy said. The prevailing thought is this card would go for about $500,000. That family, that is, again, I don't know their background, but let's just make an assumption. That's life-changing money.
Yeah.
To me, the team would have been better suited to say, here's the deal. We want the card. Whoever finds it, call us first. All the, like, I always laugh, like, when people catch a famous ball.
Yeah.
Like when Jeter hit his 3,000th hit, and it was a home run, whatever it was. I don't care about your baseball bat. I got bills to pay. I don't care about, you're going to autograph my shoe. You
but
know what I mean?
But they're hoping for that fan. Like,
but does that make me cold-hearted or common sense?
No, but it's like, what was it, the Yankee fans who were trying to yank the glove off the guy? Like, you want that type of, yes, I love my team and I'll do anything for you, team. Here, take the card.
No.
Let me play a softball game at PNC and be happy. It's like, no, that's not how it worked. Now, if the team said you can have all of that, plus we'll give you $750,000, you probably would have had a card right now.
See, Mike, no, you're not off on saying you wouldn't take it because what is being reported is that that card could be worth up to $1.5 million.
Wow, it's tripled now. Huh?
And I read an article earlier this week on the value of what they're offering to take the card, you know, all the season tickets.
So there is a dollar equivalent.
Somebody tried to put it together. It's kind of difficult to kind of price out what a softball game would be to rent it out and sit in the suites with Livy. It's kind of hard to
do that. Hold on. First of all, translation, sit in suite with woman who won't talk to you.
Right.
Like, what value is that? Hi, I'd like to be ignored by Livy Dunn for 3 hours.
Exactly.
I mean, he's an 11-year-old kid.
You know, at that point, she won't. She'll be like, so what do you want to be
for
when
5 seconds,
up?
And then you're done.
Oh, that's nice.
And she's like, hey, I got to take a phone call. It's the bottom of the first.
I got a niece about your age. Maybe you guys can hook up.
I apologize, but when David brought that up, I went back to thinking, the kid's 11.
Exactly. Yeah. So the article tried to value it, and they valued it just under $500,000. So why would I give the card away?
The whole deal is you can't spend what the Pirates were offering.
Mm. It's the Pirates were hoping that it would have been captured in Pittsburgh by somebody who, you know what?
One of their seven fans that are left.
I just love this team, and you're offering me lifetime tickets for, you know, the next 30 years. And, yeah, or
I'll pass.
10 of 10. I don't know. Take the money. Maybe it'll go on Kane Collects.
And I also have a little bit of breaking news here.
Yes.
Detroit Lions report here from Justin Rogers that Hank Fraley is staying with the Detroit Lions.
All right.
Now, it is not reported on in what capacity, but he's staying.
My guess would be offensive coordinator.
That would be my guess as well.
I mean, in order to get him to stay, I'm thinking.
That would be my guess as well.
Unless you're going to just pay him top dollar or give him, you know, or maybe it's, you give him top dollar and a new artificial title, but he's still the O-line coach.
I'm guessing it's probably OC. I just don't want to.
Or an associate head coach slash OC, but you get the raise.
Whatever. As long as they stayed in-house with the offense, I was happy. So, okay, great. Move on. So we talked to start the show, and it was, I don't know if anybody can bring themselves to watch these games this weekend. No, I mean, yes, I will, because this is what I do. But I'm talking about if you're just a fan and the Lions game, the blood isn't even dry. Are you opting out of championship weekend? I mean, I don't know how you root for anyone to be happy right now after what happened to the Lions. So it's not like you're going to watch Eagles and Commanders and go, golly gee, what a heartwarming story this would be for the upstart Commanders. No shot. The Eagles? No one likes them. The Bills? Why would you want the AFC equivalent of you to be happy? No, F them. Enjoy the snow and no sun until April. And the Chiefs, forget it. They're the Death Star.
See, I figured the Bills would be the one team because you're kind of in the same boat.
But can you be happy for anyone in your current state of misery as a Lions fan? And that's the conversation we wanted to have. Because, look, I have no problem if people spite watch. I have no problem if you don't watch. I totally understand, like last year, no reason to watch the Super Bowl. You were 30 minutes from being there. I totally understand if you couldn't bring yourself to watch the team who beat you face the Death Star. But I would love to know, because the way people have called in and sounded this week, respectfully, you don't sound like a group of people who's ready to watch football. Opt out, do something with your family, or stare at a wall. Probably healthier. But we wanted to...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, 248-539-9797. And as a sidecar, if people want, am I just a cold-hearted bastard when it comes to what the Pirates offered? Because I like anytime the, oh my God, I caught Satchel Paige's, you know, final pitch. Okay, show me the money. I don't care about wearing his hat. Like, give me the money. Right. Well, the player doesn't owe you any. Then they don't get their ball. Or am I just bad?
No, you're not. You're looking at it more pragmatic. You're looking at it fiscally responsible. I want to collect on this because there's a small window here. And guess what? I just got a winning lottery ticket. I caught the ball. I have this.
And if the Pirates wanted it that bad, I tell you what I do. I'd cut him a deal. I don't need the full 1.5 that it might go for, but I'm not taking your 500. Meet me in the middle. Give my 11-year-old kid $1 million. I know I can pay for his college and take care of the mortgage.
Yeah.
Call it a day. Yeah. Or you could sit in a suite with a person who doesn't give a damn whether you live or die. 248. I laughed when they included that.
Say, what about next year? They break up. Now what?
I mean,
he can't be a part of this anymore.
Right, it just made me laugh. Like, what value does that hold? The answer is zero.
The only
value is if you're Paul Skeens.
No, but Mike, it goes back to a little bit of our topic from earlier today, Audis Rewind, because they play on your heartstrings. And this, they want you to be that super fan. So, you know, you want to do good things by us. Like, we're not going to always put a competitive team out there, but you still love us, right?
The Pirates refuse to spend money, have alienated anyone who's a Pirates fan, and they still think they can play on your heartstrings? You could have Petey the Parrot show up at my house. I wouldn't care. I don't know if his name's Petey. I just know he's a parrot.
I got you.
It's just, I laugh.
But you're right now. If all of a sudden, you know, Skeens was a Dodger or a Yankee or a Met, maybe somebody takes that deal. But
never. I will say I'm not knocking it.
Once they got the car graded, they were never giving it to.
No, and I'm not knocking it. People have a passion. Evan has a passion for collectibles and cards. I can't believe the way it's exploded. It's stunning to me.
It goes in circles because there's times where all of a sudden it blows up and then it just kind of falls off and then it blows up again. So yeah,
it's wild. It really is. I'm it's stunning. But hey, whatever, man. If it's your thing or if it's your hustle, I don't hate it. Go for it.
It's nice. I don't have a card that's worth $1 million.
I don't have enough knowledge to even understand what you're looking for anymore. Evan tried to explain it to me, and it was like a dog looking at a television.
The more priceless cards are now like your rookie card. But back in the day, when I was collecting cards, it was only two companies. It was Topps and it was Fleer.
What about Upper Deck?
And then they came along, but it was Topps. It was Fleer. So, you know, that Barry Sanders rookie card I got is this the only one. But now everybody and their mother makes a rookie card. So now you got to get one with an actual piece of the jersey sewn in. And then it's got to be that certain thread in there in order to make it so valuable. Just like, you know what? I don't care anymore.
You ever wonder how they got the gum FDA approved?
I don't think it was.
You know, like the stale gum that would come in the baseball card packs, and it had been there since 78. You know, it was at the bottom of the shelf at the bodega. You would go to crunch into it, and literally it would disintegrate into 800 pieces of grenade shrapnel. And you're like, how did this gum get approved by the Federal Drug Administration that we are serving this to children?
Because I think they're not saying it's food. They're just saying, buy a baseball card, and we'll put some gum in there. What kind of gum? Don't worry about it. It's just gum.
It's gum-like.
Right.
David, you remember. You're old enough.
I do. And when you start talking about it, I'd remember. I don't.
You'd go to bite into it. It will.
I don't even want to remember
it. It was like a gender reveal party where it's confetti everywhere, except it's the gum you attempted to bite.
I don't think it's going to be a Senate committee on gum. I mean, these are the same people that brought you Fruit Stripes. So, you know, we're kind of loose on gum.
What a lie Fruit Stripes was.
I'm saying
it was like 4 seconds of flavor, and then it turned to concrete.
And it was the best flavor gum you've ever tasted. That's what was so frustrating about it.
It was gum euphoria and then dead.
Because I'm thinking the bubblegum industry was a con because also you had Big League Chew, which basically told little kids, practice chewing tobacco.
I love Big League Chew. The grape was amazing.
Right, but it came in a tobacco pouch.
I never was allowed to do it because
why we wanted it on the Little League field.
And that's why I said terms then for gum was very loose.
Listen, there used to be candy cigarettes.
I was going to say, in my childhood, there was candy cigarettes.
Kenny was puffing heaters at 6.
My mom would take those away from me every single Halloween. Every single Halloween, they'd be, nope, not those.
But now, Big League Chew, you're out there playing Little League, and it's who could get the most gum in their jaw to look like you got tobacco.
You know, Kenny's neighborhood, they actually handed out cigs.
Really?
Yeah. Kenny got some menthols one year. It was a real Halloween.
Lucy's. Lucy's
got
on
the
Halloween.
Wrong person back here to say that. That was my neighborhood.
They gave out Lucy's.
Not his. Oh.
David reaches in candy, 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 Parliament.
Well, David, weren't you blowing up like bottles back in your neighborhood back in the day?
I was. Yeah,
very, very pastor-like.
Hey, I wasn't then.
Blowing up bottles?
Yeah, with dry ice. You put them in the bottle.
Okay.
And it just.
Okay, and I thought playing with firecrackers was dangerous. We're moving
That's
on.
That's actually safer.
And no, whether you've opted out of football.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.